It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome along to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. This edition is hosted by myself, Jeremy, and sitting beside me in the podcast studio is the lovely Katie. How are you, Katie?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What a lovely introduction.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, you will know if you listen to this podcast regularly that we ask you guys to bring up topics and to text us. And every day we get dozens and dozens of messages with topics that people want discussed. And Natasha texted us this morning and she said that we probably won't talk about this topic, but we are going to talk about it, Natasha. It's very few topics we get actually that we won't talk about,
yeah,
isn't there?
And we get a lot saying you're not going to talk about this, and nearly all the time then we literally talk about it.
In fact, the only topics that we get that we don't talk about, and we explained this on a previous episode, are topics that there's no debate in. Mm. You know what I mean? There's no point in us sitting here. Yeah. If you can't debate the topic.
No. So the whole point of this podcast is to challenge and debate.
To challenge and debate and to have rows. We like
yeah,
rows.
We do. Yeah, well, yeah, the higher level of screaming, the better, actually. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the more screaming, the better. So Natasha starts off by saying, you probably won't cover this, but shame on you if you don't. Jesus. Because you should be supporting children being taken away. My sister is living...
Sorry, did she say you shouldn't be supporting children being taken
you
away?
You should be... Sorry, you... If shame on you if you don't cover this, because you should be supporting, I presume she means highlighting, children being taken away. My sister is living... No, we don't support children being taken away, by the way.
Why?
Certainly,
who does that?
Certainly not. My sister is living in Clondalkin and she's in a WhatsApp group with parents from sixth class, and she mentions the school. We've decided not to mention the school at the moment, and all will become clear as to why we're not mentioning the school. But she mentions the school. She's in a WhatsApp group of parents from sixth class in the school. They put up a post in their WhatsApp group yesterday telling the parents not to let their kids walk home from school or even go to shops. Now, before we go any further, sixth class, what age?
11, 12.
11 or 12, yeah, about 11 or 12. So that's what we're talking about. So there was a post in the WhatsApp group telling the parents not to let their kids walk home from school or even to the shops because of attempted abductions going on up there. It's out of control and all the parents are terrified. So it's your duty, that's our duty, to highlight this and highlight the fears and take this seriously. Children are not safe because of this government. And that is from Natasha. Now, we invited Natasha onto the show. The reason she said she wouldn't come onto the show, and we just to prove it, I'm going to look at the exact message that she sent in. And she says, no, you won't take it seriously and you'll make fun of me. Now, I have to say, I take grave exception to that we would not take a topic about attempted child abduction seriously. We take everything seriously like that. I've said this umpteen times, and I'm sure Katie would agree. As parents of young children, it frightens me, it scares me to think that there would be people out there that would want to abduct the children. Now, I don't know if there's a connection between what Natasha said and the video that's been doing the rounds. You've seen the video in the last.
Yeah.
Now, it's not clear of when it's exactly from this particular video, but I want to play the audio from it. And this was apparently recorded yesterday, either yesterday or the day before yesterday in Clondalkin. And the heading goes, man attempts to take a child in Clondalkin. Let's have a listen to it.
Can you get over and stand beside my car?
Yeah.
Just leaving me phones and all around the seat there.
Yeah,
Okay, so there's two fathers in the video who were quite angry. As you can hear, one saying dirty pedo and the other saying it was my daughter. And we have to be very careful. I'm not going to sit here and say this didn't happen. I'm not going to say that it did happen.
Oh, is that a picture of him?
Yeah, there's a picture of him. Sorry, it's gone again there. Oh. But it seemed like a lot of confusion. The guards were there trying to find out what was going on. Now, don't shoot the messenger again. I'm just reading online the update of that story. So it was originally posted saying angry locals in Balgaddy, Clondalkin, County Dublin let their feelings be known after an alleged child abduction incident yesterday. Then this particular website that ran that story said afterwards, however, following inquiries, there was no abduction attempt recorded and no offences disclosed. A male was arrested, brought to the Garda station, blah, 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 Misuse of Drugs Act. So we are none the wiser as to whether or not it was or it wasn't. I'm literally, and again, like every story, we can only deal with what we're presented with at the moment. Mm-hmm. So what this particular website says is that no abduction attempt was recorded. Now, I'd like to know why those parents were so upset. Did they think that there was? Maybe there wasn't. But people are on edge. Katie, are they right to be on edge? That is the question.
I think when it comes to child safety, you can never be too careful. If there's, you know, something, a warning going out, you know, okay, you don't have to go over the top and, you know, hide under your bed or anything. But, you know, practice more vigilance. If it keeps your kids safe, what's the problem?
Okay, but are we now at the stage where we said these are 11 and 12 year olds? Are we now at the stage where 11 and 12 year olds can't even go to the shops on their own because of the fear? Is this a rational fear? That is the question I'm asking.
If there was an attempted abduction, then yeah, absolutely, that's a rational fear.
And again, and I'm not saying I'm for the lunatics that will listen to this and go, oh, Dixon's playing it down, he's playing it down. I'm not playing down anything. All I'm reading is what was said online about this particular incident, that it was decided that there was no attempted abduction. That's not me saying that. I'm just passing it on. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. I wasn't there, you weren't there, you weren't there. None of us were there.
I think, though, if there's a warning there, I think, you know, probably take heed to it. Last thing you want is to ignore and be like, oh, it's only bullshit, and then something happens, you know?
Okay, Natasha is saying, in a roundabout way, children are not safe because of this government. So she is obviously claiming, again, this is Natasha's opinion,
this immigration,
not mine, that because of the rise in immigration and the rise of illegal immigrants coming into Ireland, that our children are not as safe as they were back in the 80s and 90s. Is that fair to say?
It's hard to know. I mean, is there a direct correlation between immigration and the immigration numbers and the crime numbers, the attempted abduction numbers?
But we don't have. Now, I looked up to see if there were numbers on attempted abductions. Well, if you're to talk about an attempted abduction, from what we're hearing online, from comments from people, this wasn't an attempted abduction. So I don't know what to believe. And we have to be very careful as well here, guys. And this is up to you as well, because we're inviting you onto the show, okay? It's not our job to scaremonger as well. Yeah, I don't want parents in Clondalkin being absolutely terrified over stuff that they're hearing on this show. Okay, so we have to be responsible. We want to get the facts out there, obviously, but we want to be responsible as well and not scaremonger parents.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast.
Let's go to Lorraine. How are you, Lorraine?
How are you?
Good. Now, what do you make of this WhatsApp group in Clondalkin, parents terrified, telling their 11 and 12-year-old? Go on.
Tell you the truth, I'd be just on the same mindset as you. I just want all children safe. Like, I am concerned for my grandchildren. I mean, my memory of being a child, it was Phillip's Cairns being abducted coming from school. But now it seems to be more and more cases of what's going on here. And I think it's very scary. Like, I would not let my grandchildren out of my sight, especially like if I'm minding them. You know, that way I live beside a school and every parent drives to the school and brings their kids in the gate. When I was small, we walked to school, gangs of us from probably the age 4, 5, 6, 7. We all walked to school. We didn't need our parents with us. But now, absolutely not would I let my grandchildren go to school on their own. It's too dangerous.
Now, I would be of the belief that children are safer now than they were before, because if you think about it, most children have mobile phones, and as well, you know, there's cameras everywhere now. Back in the 80s, there was no street cameras or anything like that.
Yeah.
I get that there's cameras everywhere, but the police can't be straight at a camera when an incident happens.
No, they can't.
If somebody pulls up in a car and grabs the child into the back of the car.
I personally feel we've
enough of our own lunatics here that went on the 70s, 80s, children being snatched. And now it's just, in my opinion, as a 63-year-old grandmother, it's out of control. I don't feel safe going into town as an older woman.
And do you believe that's because what Natasha is getting at, it's because of illegal immigration? Do you believe that that's down
Look, let's just be honest here. We're letting people into this country who, you know, absolutely no idea who they are. We don't know what they've committed in their own countries as regarding children.
I said this. I said the exact same thing on, I think it was two podcast episodes ago. I said about that, and about myself. Again, people think myself and Adrian are pro illegal immigration. We're absolutely not. I've said this so many times till I'm blue in the face. I don't want people coming in here who, you know, are dangerous, who could have serious mental health issues. Because I think anybody that wants to take a child, there's obviously something wrong there. It is not normal to want to take somebody else's child and do whatever you want. So these people.
And then let's say as well, the reality here is these men are coming here, have left their wives and their children behind. Now, could be a thing they're missing their children. And they just want to go up and, like, talk to a child. But you don't do that. You don't.
No, you certainly don't. Child. No.
You know what I mean? They're approaching children in playgrounds. Like, we have a park in Mountjoy Square that's absolutely full of men drinking during the day where the children are playing. I have a park here beside me where I live in the north side. I'm just back from that park and there's two men sitting in the bushes, Foreign National, drinking bottles of beer where the kids are playing. So now it's not the same as it
Now, what park is this? Where is this happening?
It's in Beaumont.
In Beaumont, and there's a park there where young children
kids play, and I'm at the bringing the dog for a walk, and there's two men sitting in the bushes having bottles of beer, having an argument at the same time.
Jesus.
So no, don't tell me it's safe, because it's not.
And how do you? And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Don't come down my throat. How do you know they are foreign nationals?
Oh, I could hear them speaking.
Okay, so they're not speaking with an Irish accent, and they're sitting in a bush right now.
They're drinking two bottles of beer.
And did you call the police?
No, I didn't.
I don't even know if the guards, would the guards do anything?
They won't come. What harm are they doing? They're sitting there having a drink. I mean, I wouldn't be allowed to sit in the park, have a drink.
It's illegal to drink in a public place. So they could get them on that. And was there children playing, or are there children playing in the park at the time when these two men are sitting there drinking?
The girls are on their lunch break from school. The girls are gone into secondary. And the girls go around and sit on the path around there and have their lunch and all. And them two are sitting there having their bottles of beer. Don't ask me, do I think it's safe? Because it's not.
Now, the argument, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, I have to ask these questions, is they're just two men sitting there. Like, we don't know another purpose there. They could literally just be sitting in the bush having a drink.
You're sitting in the bush doing no harm.
They shouldn't be doing it in a children's playground.
Yeah.
Like, of all the of all the places to go, if you want to go and have your drink during the day, do not go to a children's playground. That does seem strange. Yeah. And how many kids were in the park when this was happening?
Well, all the girls were sitting on the path having their lunch.
And the two lads sitting there just
sitting behind them.
I think you probably should have called. I know hindsight's a great thing. I think you probably should have called the guards around.
Yeah, so don't worry. I'll go back around and check on them now. I'm like bloody community Nelly, and this is staying watching out for everything.
No, but you have to listen. When there's children's safety involved, you know, it's everyone's duty to look out for kids. Everybody's duty.
But then that's the thing then you're saying then. Are you just jumping to conclusion because these men are foreign?
Well, see, a lot of people do. I'm not saying you would, by the way, but a lot of people. No, I think regardless of skin colour, I think two men sitting in a bush drinking in child's playground.
It's inappropriate.
This is every day of the week in Merrion Square and nothing's done about it. People have rang numerous times and the locals have to chase them out saying, what are you doing sitting here drinking when there's kids playing in the park? I ring the police now, and by the time the police get here, they're gone. So what do I do? Do I hold them and do a citizen's arrest?
How far are you away from that park at the moment?
About 10 minutes.
Will you do me a favour, because we'll be talking for the next hour or so. Will you go...
Yeah.
No, don't put yourself in danger. I certainly don't want you to do that. But will you walk by? Will you call us from the actual the park? Just send us a WhatsApp when you're at the park and let's see if that's still going on. And we'll try
absolutely.
And get... Will you do? And we'll get back to you in about 10 minutes, okay?
All right. No
thanks, Lorraine. Cheers. Bye-bye. No, as I said, I'm not for one second saying, you know, we should have a witch hunt or anything like that. But that is a bit strange, isn't
it? That is very strange, yeah. Very worrying. I wouldn't be happy.
If your kids were...
Yeah, we're playing in a playground. There was two weirdos sitting in a bush drinking.
No, I assume the playground, I assume it's secondary school kids because... Primary school kids aren't going to be let in the playground on their own. There's no parents there with the kids. So it's obviously teenagers that go there for their lunch break.
No teenagers going to a playground.
No, but that's what she said. She said that they're there without their parents having lunch and stuff like that. So
they're older kids.
But this is, Well, let's find out. We'll get back to her in a couple of minutes and find out what exactly is going on.
But she does. Anybody who sees something like that does have a duty to call it out or to do something about it, because that is a massive. I wouldn't be happy at all.
Okay, here's Darren.
Well, we must have the worst child abductors in the world, considering the amount of people who put up attempted child abduction. But one day there will be a proper one, and no one will believe it because of all that shit.
So he's suggesting that people are crying wolf, that all these are, and there are a lot that do get exaggerated, but there are ones that happen as well. Let me go to Una. How are you, Una?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
Here we go again. Back to the old seduction of children. You remember a few years back with a man going around them in a white van?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, and Megan was looking, oh, there's a white van. That could be him. That could be him. No one knows. The kids are going back to school this morning with big smiley faces, meeting their new friends, meeting their new teacher, meeting their new classes, and they hear about some man going around taking them. What's that doing to the child as well? I mean, you'd love to have a good childhood, not listen to this all this miracle. There's nothing better else to do than write up stuff like that. When if it happened in a playground, it's different, it's completely different.
So you think you think it is scaremongering, is it? It's not actually happening?
Yes. Really? I deal with kids. Yeah, I'm a warden, as you know. And I'm being a young, and I've never heard of it. Well, I'm working anyway.
Well, no, it has happened. There's been lots of stories in the news over the last couple of years.
Stories.
Well, no, people have been being arrested over it as well. Like, it does happen.
Well, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's always when the kids are off school since June, and this is now what we're going into September, when all the kids are gone to and from school. How come it only happens around that time? They're off since June.
I know, there's videos all year round, isn't there, Katie, of parents putting up videos saying someone tried to grab
my... Yeah. Every month of every year you get them, yeah. Almost, we get them in often here, don't we?
Yeah.
Video recorded in such and such area, man tries, and it's always 99.9% of the time it's always a Romanian, isn't it? They always say Romanian.
I don't know how they know the nationality.
It's always a Roma or Romanian,
yeah, which are two completely different.
Two completely different
so when you see these stories, you don't believe them?
I'm not saying I don't believe it, does happen. But it only happens at certain times. That's what I think. I mean, that guy was in last at the place of the lady. She's completely right. If I seen two guys there drinking outside the table, I wouldn't tell him a thing to the guard. I'd just ring the guard. Don't tell him, because he'll run away then. You won't catch him. You know what I mean?
So what do you make of that at the moment, that there are two men sitting in a... And I'm not... Again, we're not saying that they're up to anything. They could be just looking for a space to... Mm. But what do you think of two men choosing a playground to drink their cans in?
No, I don't agree with that. You shouldn't be allowing the players in. I'm not allowing up in Blanche. No players went there and walking in alone. You have to have a parent or, you know.
So what would you say to these parents who are putting up videos online regularly, saying, oh, my little Johnny, someone tried to take my little Johnny away, or my little Katie? What would you say to that? You don't believe them half of the time?
I'm not saying I don't believe them, Jeremy. You're picking me up wrong. I'm saying it's happening too often. I'm sure it does happen. But I have, you know what I mean? This time to ring up. You know, it's happened with the man, the van was the worst thing around. I remember going around the white van and then
That got ridiculous. Yeah, there was men delivering vegetables into housing estates in white van.
And everybody was going mad saying there's a guy driving around the estate scoping out the houses and looking at the kids.
And it was always a white van. It was never any good. Stay there for a second, Una, because you'll be interested by the next call. Samantha, how are you?
Hi, guys, how are you?
Good. Now, what do you make of this? I know you were commenting on that video as well earlier on that was recorded in Clondalkin. Now, I'm only passing on the information that's there with me at the moment, and looking online, the update is that following inquiries, there was no abduction attempt recorded. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't. There could well have been. I wasn't there. We've asked for people who were there to get onto us, and we're waiting to hear back from them. What do you make of what's going on?
I actually have to say, I know there's loads of people that are putting up different videos at different times, and I would say a lot of them are rubbish. They're just inciting bad behaviour and everything else that's going on, and racism as well. But what I want to say about last night looked so real to me that I was terrified watching it, because we don't live far from where that happened, that incident. And I've walked in that area, and I know what a close community they are over there. And I felt so sorry for everybody in Clondalkin last night. I also felt a bit of anger towards the guards, the way so many guards turned up there last night. Like, the cars were flying around Clondalkin last night. If you ring a guard for something important, you never see a guard. You know, you'd be left waiting. But yes, for a foreigner, they were all there last night trying to protect them after what we heard and what we were told happened. Now, all we can do is believe this, because I don't see any reason why somebody would cause that much chaos for no reason at all. Something definitely happened in Clondalkin last night with a child and that man. Something definitely happened.
But again, we don't know. We're only going on what we see. And to be honest, I take everything that's posted on social media with a pinch of salt.
You can't believe anything on social media. But when it comes to kids, I think, you know...
No, you can never be too safe.
Yeah, you can never be too safe. Just practice extra vigilance. If the case is, okay, don't, like I said, don't go hiding under your bed or, you know, locking your kids up or anything like that. But just, like, to be honest with
you... I don't know, Katie. I think now that frightened a lot of people last night, and I think a lot of people will be very cautious of their children.
I think that's great. I think that's brilliant. More caution, the better. Definitely whatever protects kids. Absolutely. Yep. But like my daughter started school yesterday and my son went back to school. And like, I was looking at some of the sizes of the kids walking up to school on their own. And I thought to myself, are these parents actually mental? Like kids as young as maybe 6, 7 walking alone. Like, way too young. 7 years old, even an 8 year old should not be walking to school alone. It's too young. It's too dangerous. It's too risky. Not even for abduction reasons, just for, like, you know, just for crossing the road and, you know, having the savvy to be safe. My son is 6 and there is no way he will walk to school alone in the next 2 years. Not a hope.
Come here, Kate. It's a different world we're living into, and I'm not being funny here, but we've every sort of nationality in this country now, and we don't know nothing about them, and that's scary as well, on top of what we already have.
Okay, so
last night was a very scary situation, and what I will say is, I think it's time people started looking after their own. I think people should be walking around in the evening time and the kids are out playing the whole lot, and I'm watching their kids eat more carefully than before.
I think that should always be the case, and I see...
Come here, Jeremy, that's a natural thing to me and you, always has been. I mean, my daughter's 18 now, and if she'd let me drive her to school, I would drive her to school, but she drives herself, thank God. But, you know, I still have that in me, and you have that in you. Not all parents are like that, Jeremy. Not all parents are.
I agree. There's kids.
6-year-olds go to school on their own.
I agree. And there's kids in my estate, 6 and 5 years of age, and they're out playing on their own with no parental supervision.
Terrible.
Absolutely disgraceful. But I 100% think something kicked off in Glendalkin last night, and it's going to be hushed up really quickly, I'd say, because I don't know. We're not hearing anything. You guys are great at bringing things here and doing the podcast and talking about it. I haven't heard anybody else talking about it.
Well, because, again, like anything else, the details are very vague at the moment. I mean, you know, we haven't been able to talk to anybody that's involved in any... We'd love to invite them on the show. And again, we're not saying that you're lying about that. We just want to get your side of the story and find out...
Back to your comment there about the kids being out on the road playing. What age do you think is appropriate for a child to play out on the road alone? I agree with you.
Depends how savvy the kid is.
I live on a road in an estate where there's lots of little kids, and my kids adore playing out on the road. There's nothing better for them playing out on the road with the other kids. But like, I would never, even Tig, even not just Clodagh, Tig is 6, I still would stand out the front and watch. Like, I just would not feel comfortable being inside the house.
Yeah. But another thing, guys, that really boils my piss as well is, I don't know if you agree with this, is every parent wants to protect their children. Not right, Samantha? No parent wants a situation like that.
Yeah.
And parents go on and on and on about how it's not safe for kids and whatever it is, it's always the foreign nationals. If that's what you believe, that's fair enough. But these same parents...
It's not always the foreign nationals.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. I'm just saying what they say. But they're so protective over their children, yet their children all have Snapchat accounts.
Yeah.
And they're chatting to...
Yeah.
And
I don't agree with that either.
That's the hypocrisy of a lot of parenting in Ireland nowadays.
Jeremy, I don't mean anything by this, but that's nothing to do with last night and what happened.
No, saying it is.
Completely off plan there, you know?
Yeah, no.
We should bring it straight back to what it is. It's an attempted kidnap, as far as I could see on social media last night. The guards didn't come out like that for nothing. They knew there was something big going on there in Clondalkin.
Oh, no, of course the guards,
they were
yeah.
worried. But come here, Jeremy. I've never seen that many guards in my life. And I've
have
seen
you ever
things happen in certain places, but I've never seen that many guards turn up.
Have either of and you I'd ever say, lost, like, your children momentarily where you couldn't see them and that fright?
Oh, there's nothing worse. There's nothing
like
worse.
Like that fright where they're in front of you and you turn around and then they're gone. Horrible. And you're like, it's the longest, literally 5 minutes yeah. where you're yeah. just, not even 5 minutes, but like my daughter would be quick. I'd be in the playground and then she'd be hiding behind something and literally in 2 seconds. Yeah. And your heart, like it just, it's so scary how quickly it can happen. And I think if the lesson here is to be overcautious, then be overcautious. Who cares?
Oh, no,
it definitely is. And those people, those parents in Clondalkin are very cautious of their children. I ran parent and toddler groups over in Clondalkin and in Lucan years back, and those people are all about their kids. And I have to say, there will definitely be a big change up over there now. I can tell you that much in Balgaddy. And I 100% think people should be out on the street minding their kids. Men and women, daddies too, get out on the street and keep an eye on your kids. Because
but as well, keep dangerous. It's a two-pronged thing. Keep your eye on your kids out playing, but also keep your eye on your kids' social media, because I've always said, if you let your children have, I know 10-year-olds, by the way, who have Snapchat accounts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's absolutely crazy.
That's terrible.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And the mother's
so
like,
much freedom. Like,
surely you'd be on Facebook every night saying, protect me children, I need to protect me children. If your children have a social media, and by the way, the reason we don't talk about kids being on social media, why don't we talk about
because
it?
Parents won't admit it. Because there's a shame factor.
Yeah, there's a shame factor. Yeah. The reason we never talk about that topic on the
You'll
podcast
never get a parent to say.
Is because we've never, in all the years, we've never got a parent on this podcast, We've never got a parent on this podcast admitting that their child. Jordan has
Does Luke game?
What
does Luke game?
Yeah, he does.
Does
he?
Would he play online?
Yeah, but he's. But we know all the people that he's friends with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because so his parents, I know of parents who just let their kids go willy-nilly with adults, like play online with adults.
So my point is, if you're that worried about your child's protection, take the bloody phones off them. Because I believe if you give your children a phone, with access to social media, that's like putting them in the room with 100 strangers.
Yeah.
That's like you dropping...
Well, the only difference is that physically they can't be harmed, but they can be groomed. They can get to them, and that's enough.
And my point is, would you leave Tig, your son, alone in a room with 100 strangers?
Absolutely not.
Just leave him there for a couple of hours.
I have Snapchat. Now, I don't use Snapchat, but my daughter is mad for filters.
So is mine, but they use my Snapchat.
But I let her use it on my account, and I'm like, I don't let her, because I don't put my kids on social media. I never have, even down to, I'm constantly watching her to make sure it's not even being sent anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, so even if she's using the Snapchat, I am literally, she's sitting on me or beside me, and I am like glued to see what she's doing. These parents who give their kids unlimited access and unrestricted access, it's genuinely terrifying. These parents are the biggest morons walking the face of the earth.
But they're the same parents who say, protect their children.
Yeah.
They're going on about protecting their children and they're letting them have unsupervised
because
access.
Stupid. They see that they have the idea, well, it's online, it can't harm them.
I heard one parent talking on a different show the other day saying, oh, my child, now I think the child is 11 or 12, has a TikTok account and she's great. She does little dances on TikTok.
That's not only letting your child on it, but exposing your child to other people.
Yeah, it's just,
you know, letting your 11-year-old do,
that's why I
for
came,
all the paedophiles.
That's
the
why I came off TikTok. I came off TikTok because there was videos coming up in my timeline
and you weren't comfortable
of schoolgirls dancing in their bedrooms. Yeah. Like, do these parents actually know?
I know.
Do they actually know?
No, you're right. Yeah, 100%. These parents are morons.
Fools. Here's Eddie.
I actually agree with Darren on this topic. They must be the worst fucking child abductors in the world. And it is a lot of mass hysteria. You know? WhatsApp groups and people writing this and that and fucking blaming foreigners. I drive a van. If I wanted to fucking kidnap a kid, I could do it in seconds. Not saying I would. But I mean, all you ever hear is, oh, a man in a white van. No one ever sees the picture of him or gets the reg of the van. It just all seems to be fucking... play in the sky.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie. We're having a very interesting conversation about child abductions and how safe, well, attempted child abductions and how safe children are, and a WhatsApp group that we've been informed about in Clondalkin where parents have been warned not to let their 11 or 12-year-olds walk to and from school because of attempted abductions. And before the break there, Eddie was saying that you know, they must be, we must have the worst child abductors in the world. Now, if I were to say that, and I'm not saying, if I were to say it on this podcast, people would give out yards to me. They would say, oh my God, how dare you? How dare you suggest that this isn't happening? That this isn't happening. So I'm not saying it, but Eddie is saying we must have the worst child abductors. I believe that attempted child abductions do happen. Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
I think it'd be stupid to say.
Yeah.
I don't think it's to the extent that people are saying, but we do need to be on guard,
definitely,
don't we?
Dave on Facebook is saying Roblox apparently has a lot of inappropriate content and is full of, you know, holes in it that means that children can be gotten to. I actually don't let my kids. Does your son play Roblox?
No, my son's way past that. My daughter does, but again, only with my supervision. And
I don't let my son play online at all. He plays Minecraft. That's the only thing he's any interest in, but he plays offline, completely offline. I wouldn't let him have any online access. The point is I know, how old is Luke?
He's 11.
Yeah, you see, he's at an okay age for, but it's 6 and 7 year olds should not be playing online.
And again,
shouldn't.
It's a topic we never discuss because no parent will. There's parents listening to this right now whose kids have Snapchat and TikTok accounts, and they would never ever admit that their kids do, because it's a shame factor.
Yeah,
it's
because you don't want to admit you're a shit parent.
Yeah, you are a shit parent. Let's go to Donna. Donna, you're on Opinions Matter. Now, you are alleging that your child, your daughter, was the victim of an alleged attempted abduction in Clondalkin yesterday. Is that correct?
It was one of my child's children was nearly kidnapped yesterday.
Now, this is in Clondalkin, is that correct?
Algadi, yeah.
By God,
Jesus, that's terrible. Okay. That's awful. I can't even imagine how that must feel as a parent. The fear.
I'm not over the fright and I'm not over the shock.
Oh,
the
I wouldn't
people
say
that are
so.
Actually doubting it. I don't know why. I am one of those parents that's often seen it online and like, oh God, you can't believe everything you hear and see. But until you're one of them parents going through it, it's a different story.
So tell us what happened from the start.
Basically, I was in my house yesterday. My little girls were outside playing with their friends. And they went around the corner, but I had a man walk by my house and look in. So found him a bit suspicious, walked out, followed kind of where he was going, called my daughters in because I just got this motherly instinct that something wasn't right. I couldn't see them. They usually don't pass the corner. But sorry,
what age are your children, by the way?
4 and 5.
Four and five.
With two little girls, they're twins, they're 5, but they're my neighbour's daughters. Okay. Sorry, they're 6.
Okay, so they were playing out on the road, were they?
Yeah.
Okay, go on, go continue.
And as they were outside playing them and past my house, I followed out looking for my daughters. I couldn't see them. So I could hear kids at the other corner. So I was walking back. But as I was walking back, my daughter came screaming and crying towards me. And she's only 5 years of age. And she was, I was trying to get her to speak. I said, what's wrong, Amber? And she told me, she said, Mommy, she said, the kidnapper is trying to get Tia into the car, which is my 4-year-old daughter. She said he has her by, she took off her shoe. But basically, he tried to grab her by her ankle into the car. His car was packed up outside the estate and it broke up now. I'm not going to lie, the guards towed it away yesterday because the neighbours, all the men came out. I came roaring, screaming for help. My husband was in work and I felt defenceless. I felt useless yesterday and I was petrified. One woman, I didn't really see many out, but when I was screaming, thank God for the neighbourhood that I'm in because everyone came together, to be honest. The man abandoned the car. He abandoned the kids. He ran. So as the little girl's father came up to me, he said, what's he wearing? He did jump into his car. He said, I'm getting him. He said, I am going to kill him. I tried to describe what he was wearing. He was wearing a black top, black bottom. And we looked up and we could see him. He had was trying to hide in the top of the road in the community centre and everyone got him from there. But there was detectives in the estate at the same time and they saved them basically from getting badly hurt and beaten up.
My God.
That is...
And even I can tell by talking to you, you're still, but you would be fairly,
how is your daughter?
Fairly shaken by it. Yeah. How is she? How's she dealing with it?
She's not too bad. It's my older daughter who's actually worse for because she's more advanced and clever.
Yeah.
And she knew what was happening and she told me, she said, Mommy, there was another man in the car. Now, I can't confirm if there's two men. I've seen one.
Do you know what? Well done, though, because you've raised a savvy little girl, because there's a lot of 5-year-olds who wouldn't be as quick. Do you know what I mean? So...
she's so advanced, yeah. And I've been learning them about stranger
That's
danger.
Brilliant, yeah.
And well, yeah, sorry, she, what did you teach them about stranger danger? I know my kids are learning about stranger danger in.
Only recently I've let them go out into the area because I'm only living here a few months. It's a new build estate.
Okay.
And there was little girls out playing. I wanted them to make friends and socialise in their own estate, like as you do. I told them if anyone comes up to you, offer you sweets, don't speak to them, don't talk to them. If anyone asks, invite you into your house, you don't walk in, you ask us first, you show us, you come to us for permission for anything that you need. So she knows straight away she's not allowed to walk around the corner, she's not allowed to go into anyone's home, friend or not, until she comes to me and asks for that. But as she came screaming around the corner, she knew that this man was no good. And she told me, Mommy, he ran one corner after Tia. So when he went that corner, she came the other side of my house basically to come towards me. But I was already out in the road. I knew because I could hear her screaming and I knew he was suspicious. And I nearly passed out. I was screaming for help at that stage. And all the neighbours, thank God, some of them came out and helped me.
And how long did it take the Gardaí to arrive?
I would say less than 10 minutes because there was detectives in this thing. Less than 10 minutes because there was detectives already in, because it's a gangland kind of area, there's drugs. And he has been released, and we were told that he's getting released, and basically he came in looking for drugs. But when they searched him, he had no drugs on him. That was his excuse. But if it was drugs, why did you abandon, why did you try to take a child? Why did you run? Why did you abandon the car if it was only for drugs?
That is absolutely terrifying.
And your estate, as you said, it's good that all the neighbours were able to come together. You obviously live in an estate where everybody knows everybody, and you know they were able to.
Barely, because it's a new build. People are just kind of getting used to each other's faces.
And people will always come out and help other parents for stuff like
exactly.
that. Always,
but
no matter
when
who
you are screaming. When you're screaming for, and you're out in the street and you're screaming for mercy, for someone to help you, I'm sure you would do the same thing if you were in there and you help.
So, as I said, it'll take a while for you to get over it. It'll take a while for your daughters to get over it as well. Are you going to, because of this incident, are you going to change anything, as in letting them out? And I mean,
they won't be going out.
But here's the thing about this, Donna, and obviously we want to keep our kids safe, but kids need a childhood as well. And I know at the moment you probably don't want to let her anywhere out on the road. Did they have a GPS, by the way, either of your kids?
GPS?
I'll tell you why. That's a good... No, I'm not going to say this is not going to prevent abductions and stuff like that. But as your kids get older, obviously they're going to want more freedom, Donna. And we had this with our eldest. Mm. When he turned to 5 and 6, like the age your daughter is now, he wanted more freedom. My mates are playing up in the field. I want to play as well. So we got him an iMoo watch. And I'll get Katie to send you the link to it. So iMoo watches, they're watches for kids. And basically, you have an app on your phone, Donna. And I'm going to go onto mine on my phone. And it's linked to your child's watch. So
show
I'm going
to. Show me that. I might get one.
So
of those.
I'm going to type the GPS, and I can, within 5 meters. Now,
he's at school.
My young fella's in school. I can actually.
Oh my God!
I can actually see on the map on my phone exactly what class he's in at the moment, that he hasn't moved.
That is amazing.
So I will guess.
Thank God.
And if any, no, again, I'm not saying this is the answer to everything. We shouldn't need these things, by the way. But it. And another thing, my son doesn't know that the phone or that the watch has a GPS on it. He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So. But we can keep track of him at all times. Now, I'm not saying that this is...
How old is your son now?
Mine.
Yeah.
He's 11.
I'd probably tell him.
Yeah, he's probably getting to the age where
you should tell him. Do you know what I mean?
How's your partner as well? He's probably livid, is he?
He is, because he was in work. He had to come home to Sweden. He thought he'd never get home fast enough. When he came home, all the guards, he was surrounded by him, and he was just after being arrested.
I don't know what else I can say to you, Donna. First of all, you're
I can't even imagine the stress.
Yeah, you're very brave.
But I do think it's worth investing in, because there's not enough caution taken into what's happening.
I'd
say all the what ifs and what could have been are going through your head, but try not to dwell on them. Do you know what I mean? Like, your daughter is fine, and thankfully that man has been arrested and something will come out of it. And
it is going to take, you obviously are going to let the kids out to play again, because, you know, it will come a stage where,
I will, but not for a while.
No, absolutely. When you are ready to do it, and your partner is ready to do it, And as I said, I will send you the link for that. And again, it's not gonna, it's it, you know, I'm not saying it prevents,
but it's one extra thing. It's a knowledge is power, you know. And if it's, you know, if you can't find your child or you're worried about your child, at least it's one extra thing that can, that can help, you know.
What was, what has 100%. Been, what has been the reaction? Did, was it yourself that put the video up online?
It wasn't. I didn't get time to record. By the time I grabbed my child's hand, everyone that was out screaming, all the young lads and young and old, to be honest with you, because everyone was in a state of shock. The people jumped into their cars. Everyone was trying, like, they wanted to go looking for the fella. And if they had to get him, to be honest, without the guards, yeah, I do believe he'd probably be in hospital right now.
I mean,
how would I be able to live my life knowing that he has my child, or that my child, if I had to go around that corner and my child didn't come screaming to me, I would have been the loss of my baby.
Oh, it really doesn't.
It doesn't bear thinking about. It's every parent's worst nightmare and biggest fear.
Exactly.
And you know, as well, what it is, Donna, it's a, when you're a parent, we're all parents here, the three of us, it's a balancing act, because you want to give your children freedom. You want to give them, you know.
Yeah.
We were very overprotective of our first one, and you know, he'd be looking out the window and he'd see his friends playing outside and he'd be like, please let me outside, please let me outside.
It's hard, isn't it, to cut the apron strings a little bit to give them that, because naturally
that's
all you want to do is protect
them. Pleading with me, the summer has come in, mommy, can we go out? And I just went, oh no, it's too dangerous. And then I finally was like, you know what, you do need to socialise, you need to make friends, you're home. But obviously home is,
well, you know, in your own time, you know what we'll do, actually, Donna? We might touch base with you next week, getting on, see how your daughter's getting on, and keep in touch and let us know.
But again, well done to your eldest daughter. I mean, that's a savvy kid right there. Do you know what I mean? That's a smart kid. So thank God she was quick enough, because, you've obviously taught her. You taught her the right stuff, you know?
Oh, definitely. And I keep teaching them, because it's well worth it.
And come here, I'm going to send you the, in fact, Amanda, will you send her the name of, thank you, Donna, send her the name of that watch. And for those of you listening who want to know again the name of the watch, so it's called iMOO, I-M-O-O. I'll give you the website in just 1 second. Don't go away, because I want to play this message from Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. Good topic. Whether you believe that the number of increases in child abduction is going up, or whatever you believe, the chance, the truth is, our streets are no longer safe. There is foreign nationals sitting around doing all sorts of things, and we've seen videos clear as day, the guards misrepresenting what they're being charged for, or trying to play it down, or ignoring people's concerns, and not telling them they're in bushes doing drugs and drinking and being suspicious. The guards have either given up or have been told to give up. It's one or the other. The country's just not safe. I sent you to a couple of videos already of Gardaí and her actions in this country when it comes to citizens. Don't tell me these people are here to protect us anymore. They're not. They're here to follow orders and do as they're called. It's as simple as that. They're not guardians of the peace anymore. They're state enforcement. And they will just do what they're told. So like I said, whether you want to believe it or not, the country's becoming more dangerous. There's a lot more uncertainty. And I told you till nearly a year and a half ago, not yourself and Kate, yourself and Adrian, that this is going to continue. People are only going to get more and more upset, more and more rolled up, and worse things are on the horizon from what I can see. Right. Have a great show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just before the break, we heard from Jonathan there, who was saying, you know, the guards. I don't for one moment, by the way, Jonathan, I'm not a huge fan of guards, but I don't for one moment think that the guards aren't concerned about attempted child abductions. Do you, Katie?
No, absolutely not. They're not turning a blind eye.
No, they're not.
Child abductions,
absolutely not. Anybody that thinks that is wrong. And again, not a huge fan of the guards, but I don't believe if a call comes into a station saying a child is attempted abduction, that they're going to just sit back and go, couldn't be bothered with that. The fact that incident in Clondalkin, so many of them actually turned up, shows how seriously they take it. You know what I mean? So the guards are there.
That's a cop out saying the guards don't care. That's absolute crap. Yeah. They do take it seriously.
Now, for everybody looking for the name of the watch, again, iMOO, I-M-O-O, and the website is imoostore.com. And these are watches. They're suitable for 5 to 12 years of age. And so we got one when we decided to give our young fella a bit more. I can't believe your kids don't have them. I'm surprised actually your kids.
Well, my kids are with me the whole time, so it's not something
I've had.
No,
they're playing on the. You don't know they're playing.
I'm out with them when they're playing.
You can't be dealing with that. No,
but they're only 6 and 4.
They'd be fine.
Year now or two, and they'd be wanting to play out on their own and stuff. That'd be different. But right now, I'm always in their. They're always in my view unless they're in school.
Well, these are great, and as I said, I've shown Katie how they work. You have an app on your phone that links to their watch, And I can literally, looking at a map here, I can see exactly, it's not mad, I can see exactly what class.
That's mad.
So we can't even skip class without me knowing about it. And you know exactly where they are all the time. And
is he in secondary school?
No, primary. Secondary school, what, at 11?
Yeah, well,
he's not that intelligent. And as well, what you can do is you can program 5 different numbers into the watch that they can call.
Oh, cool.
So I can video call him, he can video call me.
Deadly.
And as you give your children more freedom, and you have to.
And it teaches them then, without giving them too much, it kind of teaches them to deal with what they're getting first before you give them. Yeah.
Because we cannot lock our children up. We can't. You have to. It's cruel to lock them up and to not let them out. They need to learn. They need to become streetwise as well.
Yeah.
And this is one little thing. And the rule is, if he wants to go out and play with his friends and play football in the field, he's got to wear that.
Yeah.
He's got to wear that.
That's fair, yeah.
Thank you. Good parenting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to Lorraine. At the start of this topic, we've so many people that we're just not going to have time to talk to, but we spoke to Lorraine, and Lorraine had just witnessed two men drinking in a bush in a park where schoolgirls were hanging out. We asked her to go back down to check out what was happening. She's back on the line. Lorraine, how are you?
How are you doing? Yeah, I'm after walking back to the park, and they're gone. And there was still two girls from the school. Now, these are not now 4 years. These are kind of, they look as if they're 5th or 6th years.
Okay, and so they are older. Yeah, we were trying to work out because we didn't get that from you. I knew they weren't primary school children, because primary school children, they're not allowed off the grounds.
These look like young women, you know. And I just said, did you see the two men that were sitting there? I didn't mention that. And she said, oh no, we've only come along now. So I spoke to the vice principal, and I said, I was around here earlier on, I said, and a group of your students were sitting here having their lunch. It's they kind of just do whatever. They sit in a group of about six, and they have their lunch and have their little chat and all. And I said, will you just make the girls aware or make an announcement or something to be careful around there? I said, there was two men having bottles of beer. And she said, thanks very much for that information. I will definitely tell the girls that. So that kind of made me feel a bit better, but I'll be keeping an eye on it.
Look at you, little Angela Lansbury there in Murder, She Wrote.
I'm telling you. Now, when I went around this time, there was two men walking their dogs, two men going around the park, so there was nobody left there. But now I will be keeping an eye on it, because, as I said, it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, it's
these are young women, you know.
Yeah, it's just not an appropriate. And I know people, you know, they may be homeless, they could be alcoholics, or whatever the case may be. Yeah. But have a bit of cop.
Like, you know the way you were saying, I should have kind of. You're not saying, geez, put myself in danger or anything, but I was in Moore Street about 2 weeks ago, and when I came around the corner from that would be Parnell Street, there was about. I don't know where I got the bravery from. There was about four men drinking bottles of beer from brown bottles, in brown bags. And I said, you shouldn't be drinking on the street. I said, we're not allowed to drink on the street in Ireland. You don't do that. And they start calling me all sorts of names. So I walked up to the GPO and I seen a guard, and I have to say he was really nice. And I said to him, is there nothing you can do, I said, about them drinking in the street in Moore Street? I said, it looks terrible. It must look awful for visitors.
And plus,
I said, it's dangerous. And you know what he said to me? He said, I totally agree with you. He said, we go down and take that drink off them, he said, and they go straight back into Lidl and buy more. So it's not even worth me while saying it. It's, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, we need more policing. We definitely need. But thank you, by the way, for doing what you're doing, for being there.
I went back around and I informed the principal of the school, so I feel now as if I did something.
No, and I appreciate it. And I didn't want to put you in harm's way. We'd never want to do that. But you do keep an eye out. And I would advise you not to approach them, though, if you do see them in the park again.
Yeah.
And I'm sure those girls. The amount of messages coming in for you saying, well done, you're brilliant, you're great and all that.
Thanks.
There you go. But those girls probably will be at the age where they wouldn't take any shit and they'd be savvy enough to know, you know what I mean?
I say so, because as I said, now they sit in kind of groups, you know, they're there every single day. But when I seen them men there today, I just went, no, this is not sitting right with me. Now, I probably should have stayed longer. But when I heard what your topic then was, I said, oh, this is I have to just ring you and tell you what I'm after saying.
Well, you did the right thing. And thanks very much for being so vigilant, Lorraine. Talk to you soon.
No bother.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Fair play to her. More people need to be like that. And this is
big
not a
time.
This is not
big
a
time.
Are they foreign nationals? Are they Irish thing? This is a safety thing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a safety thing that there are people in this country of all nationalities, Irish people, foreign nationals, the whole lot, and some of them are dangerous. That has always been the way. There are dangerous people in every single walk of life. And again, I'm not saying that the people that were in the park were dangerous, but they shouldn't be drinking in a park, having cans when there are schoolgirls hanging out there having their lunch. We weren't allowed to leave the grounds of school.
No.
When were you?
No, I was in, secondary school. Fifth and sixth year I was.
Yeah, but we weren't in first. That's obviously changed now, has it?
Yeah.
That we weren't allowed. We literally, we had to stay.
Well, it depends on the school. I know up around my way, they're allowed out from, I think, third year. But for me, for us, it was fifth and sixth, from what I can remember.
Because I remember all the ball boys used to go outside to smoke. Oh, that was probably you, drinking and smoking. And
well, I didn't drink in school.
Everything else, not drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much. I'm really, really sorry if we didn't get back to you on that, but we just had so many calls. And then talking to Donna there about her situation with her daughter, we wish her well. And share this podcast with as many people. And again, it's not to scaremonger people. It's to make people aware. Again, you shouldn't have to tell parents this, but sometimes parents need a reminder. And as well, after all this talk about the dangers in parks and the dangers on the streets as well, look at social media. And I know it gives you an easy life because your daughter's spending an hour doing a TikTok dance in the bedroom and she's not annoying you and it's the easy way out.
Yeah.
But for God's sake, get them off social media. It's a dangerous...
they shouldn't be on it.
You wouldn't
they
leave them in,
be on it.
You wouldn't leave them in a room with 150 strangers, but you'd let them on Snapchat or on TikTok where they have friends that you don't even know who the friends are. And if you say you know all the friends they have on social media, you don't. You're lying. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget... you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter. We'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye-bye.